Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you, my fellow citizens of New Hampshire who are concerned about their property. I need to correct the introduction. I didn't write the bill. I helped with some ideas that were ultimately changed in committee. So what we're looking at today is not what I wrote. I'm an attorney. I've been in practice for 37 years, most of that in Connecticut. And I'm not here to talk about Connecticut, how they've just turned down the first wind power project in the state. I'm not here to talk about Massachusetts, who's turned down or is going to close a power plant. I'm not here to talk about Vermont, who's closing and wants to close Vermont Yankee. I'm talking about the state of New Hampshire that's going to be used as an extension cord for Hydro-Quebec and what that's doing to my clients in northern New Hampshire. I now live there. I have 27 clients who are property owners who are under or within shouting distance of the transmission line as it was placed on the maps that have been filed with the federal regulators in the presidential permit process. They've been publicized, and these landowners are suffering, and they're suffering a number of things. I want to talk just about who they are. They're moms and pops who live there. They're the owners of woodlots who earn income. They're the owners of sugaring operations who earn income from their land. They're, in one case, a developer of a demonstration center for renewable power generation that's going to now, if this project goes through on the planned line, and I understand they're talking about moving these lines, but all that does is make everybody up there uncertain. What I want to address is why this bill is needed now. These people can't sell their properties. They can't finance them. They can't go to the bank and get a mortgage. They can't refinance. They can't do a reverse mortgage for grandma who needs some income. They have these real problems. These are the people of New Hampshire, not the folks in Connecticut who want to have a beautiful horizon and they don't want these wind towers, and not the folks in Massachusetts who don't want smoke coming up that coal plant. These are the people of New Hampshire for which Article 12A was written. It's about the people's rights to keep their property, to market their property, to do what they wish with their property within the bounds of the law and not have Northern Pass walking up to their homes with agents knocking on their doors saying, "Let me show you where we're going to put the power line." That's what they're doing. Just like the letter that Will Abbott read before, the gentleman with the North Stratford property, some of my clients have been told the same thing. "We're gonna take your land by eminent domain if you don't play ball with us. You'll get more if you sell out than you will in the eminent domain process." And this is why the bill's needed now. It's gonna take 2 to 3 years by Northern Pass's own admission to get this thing through the regulatory agencies that are looking at it. And by the way, not one of those regulatory agencies is gonna make a determination of the necessity of this power line, not one. The first time that we're going to be able to address the constitutional protection for these people is when we go before the Public Utilities Commission and say, "Please don't take my land. I don't believe it's right, and I don't believe it's constitutional." 3 years, maybe four down the road before that happens. Then what happens if we don't like that result? Maybe we can appeal to the Supreme Court under the Administrative Procedures Act. Maybe. 5, 6 years, we're going to have to wait. What's this doing to the property values now? I have submitted with my written remarks, and it is before you. I don't know if it's behind you or in front of you, but there's an appraisal that was done within 2 months ago of Jim Danis's property in Dalton, which was under one of the alternate lines. And the appraiser was told to assume that this is an area where the power line is going to go in the future if it's permitted. What's the value of your land today? Three different size parcels were examined. The appraisal that I've submitted, and the page is tabbed, it's done by
White Mountain Appraisal.
Thank you. Certified appraiser of current conditions under the line, under the proposed line. That appraiser determined that those three lots diminished in value between 61 and 93%, depending on the size of the lot. That's not de minimis. That's an impact that is being felt today. If you can't sell your land, if you can't mortgage your land, if you can't use your land, it's been taken. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Other questions for Mr. Baker? Senator Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When you said that appraisals were given, were those on the original proposal? I mean, we saw a copy of where they were going out and around. But have you done the appraisals within the existing right-of-way that they already have? Or are you talking about the other alternate route that they were looking at?
This was an appraisal done on one of the alternate routes that would require a new right-of-way.
Okay.
And it assumed that that was the primary route that was planned, and what would that do to the property value now? And that was his job.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.